Are you standing for this one?
Yes, it's been ingrained in me to stand for this anthem since I was a child. For this and another song, the Erase the Vast Country, the World War II song.
Those Which one things. Is that one?
I can play it for you
as soon as I find it. So for those who... This is the USSR national anthem. The Soviet national anthem. Not the Russian one, the Soviet one. During, communism that we escaped. And that we, and the funny thing is, during that time, if you kneel for that one, what would happen to somebody? Let's say CSKA, which is Moscow's huge soccer club, versus Spartak, and they're playing. They're playing the final of the Soviet Union League.
Yeah.
Equivalent of the Super Bowl over there, let's just say. And they are unhappy with the oppression.
Let's say war in Afghanistan.
Yeah, at that time.
We were helping Afghanistan.
Yeah, quote-unquote, helping Afghanistan. And they're,
in 1979.
And they felt oppressed or whatever.
Or protesting that.
And whatever. And what if... Can you give me a famous CSKA player?
From 19... you know what? Igor Korneev, he was playing like in the 80s.
What if Igor Korneev took a knee during this?
This particular
part, the most climatic part ever. Yeah. Military's there.
Yeah.
Gorbachev.
Like at the Rocky.
Yeah, at the Rocky.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, it's not working.
Where is your reverb?
I don't know, but I can't get into the arena.
Yeah, it's better than $20 million.
$20 million.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties with me, incapable of making any. Oh man, I really wish there was a. Anyway, my point is, what would happen to him?
I don't think you would ever hear about this story. It would be very much like 1984, like. They would completely erase all the record of it.
The media wouldn't discuss it.
No, because we don't have people like that, We don't have gangs in the Soviet Union. We don't have drugs. We don't have sex.
Right.
Everything is good.
Everything
is good.
It
would be just quickly erased. And you will never even know. As a matter of fact, I think Korneev would be...
What would happen to him?
Would end up in the basement of KGB, maybe prison camp, the best case scenario.
Right.
Probably best case scenario.
You're putting his punishment lightly.
Yeah, his family would be gone and you'd never hear about him again. His name would be erased from all the records, all the rosters from the past.
Right.
You would never see him. Like, he never played. The person would... Like, 1984.
They would literally get rid of him.
They would go back, edit the newspapers, encyclopedias.
No matter how good he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it basically... yes, ladies and gentlemen. The whole... I don't want to spend too much time on it because I am exhausted about the anthem, the kneeling, all this nonsense that's happening with the NFL, especially. Of course I would stand for the anthem. Why wouldn't you stand for the anthem? We lived in that dumb, stupid USSR and came over here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't kneel.
I texted you last night and said, can we just not concentrate on this anthem thing? I'm just so tired. I'm genuinely tired.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna. I want a break from it. And sorry if our listeners really want to. Is that? Looked like Chernobyl for a moment.
Well, everything looks like Chernobyl. Even the brand new buildings look like Chernobyl.
I want our listeners to and maybe our listeners really want to hear what we feel about it. And I'll leave it at this: is that I wouldn't do it. I would stand for it. I'm sure Al would stand for it too. The best part is that if they want to kneel, they absolutely can. They have every right to, and I absolutely respect their right to do so. I also respect the right of any football fan to pick up that remote and hit the power button, or change the channel, or wait till October to watch hockey. Which brings me to this next point, which ironically enough, sums the whole thing up for me. And this is from, what is this? Oh, no, we still have, come on, my guy. This is from Slapshot. The Hanson Brothers.
Three of you guys, you pull one thing, you're out of this game. Now I run a clean game here. I have any trouble, I'll suspend you. I'm listening to a fucking song!
That was from a Slapshot when the Hanson Brothers took a moment to stand for the anthem.
After a big brawl.
After a very, very massive, massive battle.
And there were known troublemakers. They were fight.
Yes, always fight, always pick fights with other hockey players. And the game wasn't about hockey so much as it was about fighting.
Fighting, yeah. The referee and obviously didn't want any problems with him. So in the middle of the anthem, he just slides next to one of them and just starts yelling at him.
Lecturing. Listen, yeah. I don't want to see any more trouble out of you. I can run a clean game over here during the national anthem, mind you. And one of the Hanson brothers tells him, I am listening to the effing song. And the referee stops for a moment and turns around and finishes listening to the anthem.
To the anthem.
Let's, hang on for a sec. We'll settle our differences once the anthem is over. We have differences.
Yeah.
Let's just settle it once the anthem is over.
Yeah.
It's okay to be oppressed is what I'm saying. It's okay to recognize oppression, whatever the conflict is, whoever. Because, quite frankly, the whole protest and the whole kneeling thing, there's so many different people who are kneeling that are saying so many different reasons as to why they're protesting. I'm not sure what the protest is about. At first, it was about the police. Then it's about our president. Whatever.
You said it's okay to be oppressed.
It's okay to feel whichever.
Yeah, and fight for your rights.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just let's wait for the anthem to be over and do it on a different platform. Because when people turn on the TV on Sunday, they want to watch football. Nobody says you shouldn't speak about the political or economical or social issues in this country. There are plenty. I don't disagree with it. I probably agree with them. But not when I'm trying to just watch a game.
You know, this is what always confuses me about the left.
We're talking about it when I said I didn't want to talk about it.
This is what always confuses me about the issues from the left side, from the liberal point of view. They come up with some kind of legit topic in their minds. You know, sometimes it's legit, sometimes it's maybe not so legit. And then they just, they arise, they focus on it, they come up very quick, they bring masses, And then, as soon as they peak, suddenly all the other left groups join in with their own agenda, and then it just kind of gets overwhelmed and it just turns into a complete chaos, like a babbling
it's very disorganized.
For example, what was the movement from maybe 5-6 years ago? Occupy Wall Street.
Wrong.
It was
wrong movement.
Yeah.
That's a good example.
Yeah, it had that whole thing. Like, look, we're against banks and capitalism, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they wanted.
One of those.
And then suddenly, by the end of that movement, it was all but capitalism and banks. It was feminism. It was transgender rights.
Everything.
They just kind of all unite. It's a same thing, LGBT.
I think even people on the outside of the whole Occupy Wall Street were like, in general, they were like, yeah, I get it. It's like, it's not a bad argument to keep some of the capitalist infrastructures in balance, in regulation, and keep them in check so they don't, end up like, I don't know, like a particular cable company that monopolized the whole region.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I understand that shouldn't be the case. You shouldn't, I want to have cable in my house.
Yeah,
I live in a certain area. Only a certain company provides, renders services
one
here.
One company.
Yeah, and the other company, they don't have a particular service here because they didn't build the infrastructure here yet. So I'm kind of stuck. And then that one particular company basically bought the area out. It's they monopolized it.
But at the same time, that company took time, invested in this area, and built their own.
Correct.
I don't think we should debate about that. I don't care, okay?
I'm just happy I have internet, honestly. Yeah. I'll pay for it. But that's the point, is that,
I can't tell you how happy
initially,
I am that I ditched my cable
initially,
or sling.
I, Yes, I ditched my cable for Sling too. I initially was okay, and then they lost their then they started fighting the police, and the police was just there for to be like
the
hey.
Cable company.
No, not that. I'm talking about Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah.
It's
you know
it,
what
it just,
to remind
it got
me of?
Out of control, and then there was just no objective anymore. It was just there to occupy them.
Everything reminds me of something, and that thing reminds me of how I had to send my daughter to school today. You know, we're sending her upstairs. Go brush your teeth. Go put your shoes on. And what does she do? She goes and starts like playing with her toys in the room. Meanwhile, bus is coming in 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, concentrate. Concentrate on one thing. Don't go all over the board.
Right.
It was 5-year-old. I'm sorry, 6-year-old. She just turned 6.
Are you comparing people that occupied Wall Street to 6-year-olds?
Yes. You know what? I do.
Yes. I agree. Don't yell at me.
I do.
Somebody,
you know, they do react like 6-year-olds, just throw themselves on the ground.
They
and,
do.
Ah! See, I didn't yell in the microphone. You guys should appreciate that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it because I have these headphones on and it's very
massive.
Loud when you do it.
Very loud.
Yes, before I lose focus, please follow us on, or I'm sorry, geez, Criminal Masterminds, obviously. I'm Richard Tracy. You're listening
Stop
to
sexting. He was looking
on
at
AmericaOutloud.com, and I am on Twitter at the Richard Tracy, common spelling. And I'm hopeful that people that like us are like the silent majority and don't say anything on Twitter. They just listen to our show. Let's just say the ones that don't like me, tell me plenty. They do let me know how they feel on Twitter. The one guy. His Twitter is I don't even know her.
Like, I don't even know her.
Like no, nowhere, nowhere, and Knower.
Okay, nowhere.
Like I don't even know.
Okay,
type of guy.
Uh huh.
I forgot what I commented on. He basically asked me what kind of hat I was wearing. And I'm like, oh, it's a USSR hat, military hat. And I told him, you know, that's where I'm from. And then he says, well, it's good to, I had the whole conversation here. Well, at least your loyalties are out in the open. I'm like,
what
huh,
a moron.
That's a good one. Yeah. But that's fine. He judges everything on face value.
Yes.
He sees me. I posted how people should stand for the flag or something. Uh-huh. I think.
Oh, okay.
And so he commented on my commie hat. So I'm like, okay, good point. But if you knew anything about me or the show, you would know that we dog on USSR all the time. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're from there, and yeah, that's a hat from one of my freaking family members.
I thought BJ gave it to you.
No, it has a engraving in it of something else.
Family members. Okay. I
have to go look at it.
I haven't heard about it. Maybe it's BJ's family member.
Maybe it is.
I'm almost certain BJ gave it to you.
You sure?
Yeah, it's the green one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think BJ gave it to you.
Oh, did he?
So friends and family, if you want to include friends.
Well, maybe I should say I don't even know.
Yeah.
but let's just say multiple people in our family certainly wore those things.
Yes, and some did die during World War II.
Yeah.
Mania, as a matter of fact.
So my whole point is, he kind of judged me on face value of the whole thing.
But that's what happens all the time. They judge things on the headline, and maybe a picture, maybe just without even reading the fake article that's, you know, certain companies present
right,
as news, but it's actually nothing more than an opinion.
Right.
And recently, this one actually has nothing to do with anything that's going on right now. But mm-hmm. I saw this, for some reason, somebody, one of my friends, reacted to it angrily on Facebook
uh-huh.
of the article. And this article is about, it's a story behind the 5 famous Hollywood logos. Like, you know, like when the movie opens up, they put the production picture.
Yes, yes.
Like, you know, you see like the DreamWorks has that moon and the kid just sitting there fishing on the moon.
Right.
And
yeah,
Paramount has this big mountain with stars. And this particular thing is about MGM Grand, you know, the one with the lion, like, rah,
yeah.
Rah.
Ooh, yeah.
So go ahead and read the article for it. This is like a little small article.
What is this? Okay, so this has to be one of the most iconic Hollywood logos
it is.
Of all time.
It
I
is. Agree.
Okay, it carries a studio's motto, Ars Gratia Artis, meaning art for art's sake. The logo is actually older than the company. It was created in 1916 by Howard Dietz for Goldwyn Pictures, which merged with Metro Pictures and
blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah,
blah,
blah, blah.
Jeez,
blah.
Get the to the story. The original logo.
The Roaring Lion exists in days of silent films. Read the final.
Why can't you read it? Are you incompetent?
I'm slower.
Just
there
read
are
it.
A lot of images floating around the internet that show the lion on a flatbed poking its head through a hole to take the shot of the logo.
Yeah, okay.
They're actually hoaxes. This is the actual pic. This is how they made this photo. Look, and there's a lion just standing, you know, on boxes and mm-hmm. their cameras, yeah. You know. I'd be kind of scared if I was.
They probably have like
1924 shooting the MGM
probably
logo.
Have like lion handlers
now,
and all that stuff, right?
This article, it's from buzzantiacid.com.
Buzz.
I don't know what they are. It's this typical click and bait BS. Because if they put that thing on, nobody would click on that. So what do they do? How do they open this article? Which appears on Facebook, as a matter of fact, uh-huh. as the main photograph.
Okay.
They put the hoax picture that they talk about up front.
Okay.
This is what you see.
Oh, come. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's...
Are they serious when they do this?
No. What I heard... there is like, first of all, there's a lion strapped to a bed on his belly, like lying prone, and his head is sticking from that Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer famous thing, uh-huh. and he's like roaring,
yeah.
okay, and that's according to that hoax picture. Is that how they, you know,
right.
they made the logo?
Right.
Of course, it's fake. Look at this. It's a medical personnel. This is a medical bed. I heard that.
It looks Photoshopped too.
It's very Photoshopped, but it's a. I heard it's a lion that was having like an MRI or something.
Right,
I
would imagine
it's some kind of medical procedure.
The lion probably needed a medical procedure,
yeah.
so he's having a medical procedure.
So this is what happened. So that's what fake news is, okay? Everybody, they know that people aren't going to read the article. They're just going to see that picture and assume that's what they did to the poor lion.
Right.
And they're right. They're absolutely right. They're those pieces of S, the so-called news, you know, agencies
right.
or wannabes.
Okay.
And CNN does things like that, as a matter
Everybody
of fact.
Does
Everybody
this.
Does it, okay? And although people, they don't recognize that this is a hoax. All they see is this picture. Maybe they see five stories behind Hollywood, most iconic
right.
studio logos. And what do? They, without reading the article, they start reacting. Anger.
Right.
Anger. Ooh, this is exploitation of animals, you know?
Can I give credit to this I don't even know her?
Yeah.
My response to whatever he's commenting on was exactly that.
I don't
I saw an article. They said, I think they're like some of the places or universities or whatever. Some place was making people stand up for their anthem. They're
mm-hmm.
like, hey, you're going to stand for the anthem. I'm like, good. And then he started not liking me. But to his credit, that's exactly what I did. Or wait, to your credit. I'm sorry.
To my credit?
To your credit.
Oh, he just saw this and just clicked angrily on you?
He then just started bashing me. And he said, at least where you're, you know, it's open where your loyalties are. I said, well, if you know anything about me, you should know where my loyalties stand.
Mm-hmm.
You suggesting I'm a commie? He said, no, just probably cool with Putin picking our leaders. And then I'm like, he's baiting me into an argument.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't want to argue with. I just don't want to argue.
Yeah, there's no point of arguing.
And then I said,
you'll
well,
never change.
And
that
then I said,
mind.
You know what? I did what Jesus would do. I said, well, I certainly hope that it is not how he got elected.
Mm-hmm.
I should have written my son. I voted, and that is all I can do. He wrote, no, you can stay informed and sway opinion towards the truth, which I don't disagree with. I don't disagree uh-huh. with it. And then I said, I don't disagree with you on that, my friend. it's hard to sift through all the BS, especially on these social media platforms,
mm-hmm.
basically, is what I wanted to leave it at. And then he proceeded to comment on one of my posts, which was promoting one of our episodes. And he somehow infused Trump into the whole thing. And then I was like, okay, this guy just doesn't like Trump.
Yeah, this guy just doesn't like...
And
they do everything...
I think he just blindly is attacking me. And honestly, half of this stuff I probably don't disagree with.
Yeah.
But again, I think we're all very eager to fight people on this social media platform.
Because it's very easy.
And it's exhausting. It's very safe to have that Facebook courage, uh-huh. that Twitter courage, the Twitter muscles.
Yeah, Twitter
muscles. Where
that's what
you
they
can
call
literally
it.
Threaten death upon other people.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll never do it. Like, I'm going to go out, you know, you say something, I support people that kneel for the flag, or I support mm-hmm. people that stand for the flag. Well, you should be killed, and I'm going to come over, and I'm going to burn your house down and murder you.
You know,
it's like on Facebook, yeah, on Twitter, Facebook. Oh, yeah, you could say some of the worst things and be like, yeah, I'm going to do this. What are they going to do? Their ass is going to stay right on that seat. And they're going to move on to the next target they want to attack.
You know, like before, like Twitter on
all for opinion, for all for attacking people for having an opinion. Did you go to McDonald's?
Yeah, I had to get coffee.
Just coffee?
And gas.
Did you get fries too?
No, I did not get fries. I had a burrito, organic burrito, from Costco, and I microwaved it.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, what a great opportunity to segue into our break. Uh-huh. Again, criminal masterminds, we're on criminals. We are the criminal masterminds. I'm Richard Tracy. I'm humbled by Al today, and we are on AmericaOutLoud.com, on America Out Loud Talk Radio and Podcast Network. Also, big thank you to BlueLivesMatter.blue for always giving me a voice on Twitter or just getting me followers. I really appreciate it. And then, what else? That's about it.
Yes.
And
break.
As much as I want to say this next break is brought to you by McDonald's because Al brought in a coffee for McDonald's.
We had to pay for it.
Oh, boy. He had to pay for
$1.49. And I can't even write it off because...
Yeah, you can't write it off because I don't even know if this qualifies as anything.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutLoud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Hi. Okay, yes. I figured, were you going to say something before I cut you off?
Yes.
Yes, what were you going
to? Yes. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for texting me and saying, please let me know when you're coming because you woke me up. If you did not text me, I forgot. I was so tired.
Really?
I forgot to set the alarm. I saw that text. I'm like, oh, S.
Oh.
And jumped up from the bed and had to go quickly around in the basement, you know,
shoes.
Take care of the old people in the basement.
How is the old man doing?
Well, today he decided to sleep with his bottle. So the bottle was not properly
a liquor
closed.
Bottle?
No, a water bottle.
Oh,
I
thought maybe a bottle with a nipple on top with
just
milk
imagine
inside.
It had like, it's a quart. It's about the quart, I would think.
Okay.
And when the top is not properly sealed,
uh-huh.
or maybe he unsealed it and never closed it. And when you sleep with the bottles in the horizontal, the bed is wet.
Soaked.
But for once, it was not wet from urine. You know, it was just wet
That's
from water.
That's pleasant.
You know, I had to change that and just put the... But at least it didn't smell bad. I mean,
right.
the diaper did... the bed itself did not, relatively speaking.
Right.
And going back to your point, you know, about the Twitter muscles, how before, like 20 years ago, before Twitter we had muscles. Any like Twitter and, you know, like social media where you go and you can fight it out and be like all brave behind the keyboard. You know, when something like this happened, you somebody disagree with and you kind of look at them and you see like, they might be like, you know, they can kick my butt.
Right.
You kind of would just give them like a little look. You might argue with them just a little bit or make a little comment, but you would never go out and say, you know, something's like I'm going to like send like death threats or anything like that.
Sure.
The same way. Imagine if anybody would be that brave. Especially
I can tell
you. Especially all those nerds, you know.
I can tell you exactly what's that like when somebody tries to be that brave in person.
Yeah.
I was recently at a bar. I'm not going to mention any names or anything like that. But I was at a bar. Some people, everybody's drinking, having a good time until that time was ruined. And alcohol really set in and, you know, beer muscles started kicking in. There was some sort of a disagreement. Somebody asked me to leave. Whether the disagreement's right or wrong, whichever, that's not what I'm arguing. What I'm arguing is, or not even arguing anything, basically somebody told me that I needed to leave. And we're all grown adults over there and have
persona non grata
careers and, you know, we law-abiding people. And this individual is younger and perhaps you might want to even call him a millennial, whatever.
Young, dumb, and full of...
yeah. Alcohol.
Yes.
Alcohol.
And he told me to leave. I said, effing make me. then he stood there for a bit and wasn't sure what to do. And then he says, well, I didn't mean any disrespect, but... and then he talked about the issue that we were arguing about. And then it was clear to me that he wasn't going to do anything. So I said, listen, if you're not going to do anything...
And then you
why don't you why don't you get the F out of my face? Then he stood there some more and just didn't know what to do because it was he was talking a big game. Oh,
wait a minute.
Can you answer that?
It did not compute.
Answer your phone. It's your wife calling.
Yeah, my lovely wife is calling. Hello?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I think I want to have her
Hey, you'll be on the digital waves for just a sec in a second. Richard is scrambling for cables and
No, you know what? Put her on speaker and just talk to her through the phone. Put the phone to the microphone.
It's just do it. Yeah. Say something. Can test.
Hi.
Can you hear her?
Yeah, I can hear her.
Okay, hello.
Are you finished with your podcast?
No, we're just halfway through. We're after the break.
Okay.
What do you want to say?
I want to say hi.
Well, okay, hi.
Oh, hello.
And I want to ask you if you're going to pick up...
Yes. I'll pick our daughter.
I'll kick that one out.
Uh-huh, sure.
How are you?
I'm good.
you're going to have to kick that
out,
too.
Yeah, I'm very good. I got to scream across the thing. What else? Do you need some groceries to be picked up as well?
Yeah, what else do you need for me to do? Do you need to... you want me to fix the dryer today, too? Our dryer went dead.
Yeah, our dryer... I'm dead.
So it's like you, we
yes,
can't,
that would
which
be
is
lovely.
A which is a very much disaster because we wash so much of Richard just put this volume all the way up for the phone and then start. I wasn't yelling, I promise.
I know.
Yeah, with all the laundry that we're doing with the old man because he's like a
pumping
and pumping.
Yeah, there's a lot of laundry.
When there's a lot of laundry. We can't dry anything. We can wash it, but like old Soviet Union, we have to go just hanging outside to dry like babushkas that they do.
Yeah. Good thing we don't live in a HOA.
Yeah.
Or back in Poland.
No, in Poland would be easy. We can just put everything out there.
Hang it.
In Poland, you can hang it.
Oh, wow. Even Poland's ahead of its time.
Yeah, can you imagine HOA would send us letters?
You
have 30 days to remove that laundry from your deceased and deceased. Yeah. And
deceased.
They give you the deadline.
Yes. Well, that's
deceased.
Great.
Deceased.
Disease.
Disease.
Yeah. Alrighty, well.
Good thing we don't live in a HOA. Anymore.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Richard is running out of time, so we have to go.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
you. Yes. Yes. There's a.
It's a dog.
It's a giant, giant, giant dog.
Giant dog. Okay. I'll kiss us. I'll call you later.
Bye.
All right. I thought that. I wish I had it before the show started. I'm like, maybe I should rig the phones and make sure
just in case.
Just in case. I was expecting my eye doctor to call me back to set up an appointment because I want to go to, you know, get a prescription for
LASIK.
No, I don't want to get LASIK. I want to get just get contacts. I'm running out of contacts. I was like, maybe I should set up the phones and, you know, when she calls in, I could set up my appointment.
Yeah. But, hey, you're on the air.
You're on the air, by the way, darling. But next time.
Okay. What the hell was I? Oh, yeah. The Twitter muscles.
Twitter muscles.
And
yes.
Beer muscles.
Yes.
You know, just I actually want to go a little bit back in time. Can you imagine being like all that disrespectful back in like Three Musketeers time? When they would fight you to death just because you glanced at them for a fraction of the second and they would deem that glance disrespectful. Like D'Artagnan, you know? When he shows up and, you know, he goes to Paris on his yellow horse.
What Al is bouncing in his seat right now is if he's on a horse.
And people kind of glance at them, and he immediately grabs for his sword so he can fight them and kill them for just looking at him. Would you imagine that Twitter millennial people would first of all, they wouldn't be doing that back in the day because
unless they are good at fencing, yeah, they would not survive.
Yeah, and that's what people, you know, I think that they called them duellanti zabijaki, the people who would like, you know, pick fights up for like no reason, and but they had to be good at fighting,
right? Otherwise, they wouldn't pick fights.
Or if you had like lots of bodyguards,
would
like
that be a bully equivalent of a bully today? The only problem is,
I guess it could be like, it's not exactly, it would be more like Omar from The Wire, just a loner almost, you know, brawler, is that what they're called?
Who knows?
Yeah, whatever.
Jeez, we're trying to apply logic to Twitter muscles?
Yeah.
Get out of here. But, I was going to bring up the Wild Wild West, but apparently the Wild Wild West wasn't.
No, the good, the bad, and the ugly type when they, you know, let's draw,
right,
and they just die, and music is playing, and you're standing. Happened.
Can I guess what it was like? And again, it's like me explaining physics to you. Yeah. I could be way wrong. Was it kind of like your typical shootings in Chicago, just stray bullets everywhere, innocent people getting hit?
Pretty much what I read, most of them would happen, like ambushes. Well, that's how they would kill each other. What's his name? Wild Bill Hickok. He died while playing
cards. That's inappropriate.
The guy came and just shot him in the back, and he was the gangslinger, you know, the famous gangslinger who could like really draw with a, like, you know, very fast and shoot like really well, got killed. But I think he got shot in the back while playing a card. And whatever, whoever knows poker, whatever.
Your hand gestures indicate that he was playing a video game.
Well, whatever combination of cards he had is in poker or whatever game he was playing.
A hand.
I'm sorry. I don't play card. Whatever hand he had is known as a dead man's hand. That's what I heard. But there were like very few documented cases of shootouts, like, you know, like you see in the Clint Eastwood spaghetti western.
Tombstone.
It rarely happened.
Right. Although they look cool in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They look, yeah, but because the music's in the back. Otherwise, it's like.
Right.
Right. I actually just saw it recently. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Awesome. Hey, let's actually read something. While you were distracted by the NFL and the kneeling and for the flag. Some of the stories you may have missed was the church shooting in Tennessee. This is CNN. I'm sorry I have to bring up CNN, but I have CNN and I have New York Times side by side here. Let's see how different the descriptions are. CNN said, one day after a deadly church shooting in, what is it, Antioch? Anyway, Tennessee, new details began to emerge about the suspected gunman's prior contact with the police and his activity leading to the deadly shooting. One person was killed and seven others injured in the Sunday services. They were wrapping up at the Burnett Chapel Church of Christ near Nashville. Emmanuel Kidega Samson, 25, of somewhere from Tennessee, was charged with a homicide. His last name, I'm sorry, I said Samson, right?
Samson.
I want to talk to Samson. Samson acknowledged he was at the church Sunday and that he opened fire. Nashville police said, "Your message has been no distress signal has been sent." And I'm sure the right would love to make this more controversial than it really is, but it really sounds like he was just a lunatic. He went off his, what do you call it? Anyway, in Russia, we'd say his roof came off. How do you say it?
У него крыша полетела.
Крыша полетела. Yeah, wow, that went nowhere. But apparently he had a lot of prior run-ins with the law enforcement. One person was killed, unfortunately. Multiple people were injured. An usher apparently held him at gunpoint at some point and saved
the usher day. Like oh
no, not usher.
Usher like
are
a
you
rapper.
Thinking of the is this the clip?
I think so. I haven't heard. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Yeah. So.
I want to talk to Sam. I like that bitch Alice Cram. Because it's hard being black and gifted. Sometimes I just want to throw it all down and get left it. Everybody knows in my neighborhood, it's the best best around. Santa shit is blessed. Got the whole town on lockdown.
That's what I want to live right there. Look at this cornrow here.
Keep it like this shit, please.
I love that. I want to talk.
Now
to
he would actually put ads on TV for his weed, right? Is that what it was?
Because
they were watching. It was like ads were on TV. I guess they never advertised actual weed.
Some of our audience members may be a little older and a little more mature, where they wouldn't watch the movie called Half Baked.
Yeah, but
with
this
Dave
movie
Chappelle.
Is like
it's a very well known movie.
Was it? It's almost 20 years old, right? Half Baked.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
I guess some of our viewers may or listeners may be even older,
even too young.
Yes, to you. But anyway, that's from Half Baked. But back to that church shooting. It's not getting much media coverage, is it?
Of course not.
Because
it's so much important about the NFL.
The NFL.
And how much how much time Trump spent on it. Yeah. Do you know how much time Trump spent on it?
I think he spent maybe 2 minutes.
Maybe 2 minutes, like mentioning it in the speech and then tweeting it maybe once or twice. Okay. And then look at the response. All the resources, all the people, all the masses, all the coverage, all the news anchors, how much time and resources they're spending, time and money probably, in that to respond the resistance, the rebellion.
Your spit came across all the way to here and hit me in the forehead.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, Jesse Ventura, it is mind control. They want you to be upset about the flag, but when you look at the flag, there are hidden messages in that flag and in our anthem. What are we watching
this is,
here?
This is what the rebellion is.
Yeah.
No, not ad.
Oh, good thing I didn't.
Yeah, I thought you paid for it.
Can you hit play so we can get out of the ad? Are you suggesting that this is what
I thought you paid, because last time I had no ads of any kind.
But
I thought maybe you tried that.
Was
YouTube.
It a, was it a free trial?
Free trial because
only
it obviously
does that look like
expired.
A good
word? This is a rebellion. That's what I'm thinking.
They look so ridiculous. Yeah. The Cantina Band. George Lucas is an idiot.
Yeah, that. Never mind.
Yeah, never mind. I was going to go somewhere with this church shooting. But anyway, you missed a church shooting. Also, what is it? A Border Patrol agent got ambushed, which was very, very, very scary. And I had the story up here somewhere, but I'm all over the place today. Where is this here? Oh, here. Federal agent ambushed.
Federal agent, freeze.
Federal agent Mulder. Officer Blue wrote this article on Blue Lives Matter. Blue. I'll just go to Blue Lives Matter. Blue to read it, assuming that you know they don't have a bazillion pop up ads. Boy, their site has a lot of ads. And Oakleaf, Florida, an Air and Marine Operations agent is in the hospital after he was ambushed and shot while carrying groceries to his personal vehicle on Tuesday. And here's an update. It was originally reported that this was a Border Patrol agent. He was actually an Air and Marine Operations agent. All right, what's the difference? The difference is, it doesn't say, but the incident happened around 3:11 p.m. in Oakleaf Commons Shopping Center on Oakleaf Plantation Parking Way, just west of, anyway, it happened where I have no idea where it happened. The agent is a pilot who was in uniform with his badge and gun visible, carrying bags of groceries from the Publix store and his personal to his personal truck, I'm sorry, when an 18-year-old male drove up behind him and opened fire. The agent was completely caught off guard while carrying groceries and never had a chance to return fire. The suspect then drove off and, excuse me, fatally shot himself before his car crashed into the other vehicles. With the shooter dead, there is no known motive. Just that he wanted to murder. Oh, I'm sorry. Besides that, he just wanted to murder a law enforcement officer. There is no known previous contact between the agent and the shooter. Quoted here, one of the Clay County Sheriff's Office Chief of Investigations, Wayne McKinney. It is disturbing. It is something that we live with each and every day. Knowing that going out in our community, there are individuals that would target us just for the badge we wear on our chest. So everybody's leaning towards the fact that it may have been just he saw the first uniformed guy and he shot him, which doesn't even sound like he's like a patrol guy.
Now, I missed the first part of the story. Did he die?
He did not die.
Okay.
The shooter has not yet been identified by an investigation released that he did have an active warrant for dealing drugs. All right. It is not clear at this time of how many times the agent was shot, but witnesses reported hearing 4 to 5 shots. The agent conditions has not been released. Our thoughts and prayers, as always, thoughts and prayers. I'm making fun of Tony Danza.
Tony Danza. Thoughts and prayers.
But yeah, so here it is. I suppose, yeah, you don't know. You can't conclude for sure that's what he did, but whether he was targeting police. But, I mean, why would he shoot, you know, a uniformed guy with a badge and a gun?
Yeah, why not like shoot somebody? It's not like it hasn't happened before.
It's pretty straightforward. He probably was targeting, you know, law enforcement. And it's pretty crappy that he was, you know, not that it would be any less crappy if he shot at somebody who was, like, on duty and the regular patrol guy who was more prepared for it. Just kind of crappy to be walking out to your truck.
Or he was targeting just a grocery store grocery employees.
How dare he shop?
Hey, that's a bagger.
That's a plastic bag user.
Yeah.
He should have bought paper.
Cashier.
Yeah, now I'm going to off myself.
He's handling money.
Clearly some mental issues. On his way out, maybe that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Let me leave Earth on a good note. Dummy. Dummy! What else is there? Oh boy, am I running out of? I still have about 10 minutes to burn, and I'm running out of time already. Oh boy, are those headphones hurting you?
Yes, they do. My ears are kind of hurting. Let me readjust them.
You should get You should probably not wear those glasses. See,
glasses do.
I am trying to scroll down for another story, and I cannot. Because do you know why? Because it's not allowing me to do so because it shoots me back up to the top of the page. Isn't it so frustrating?
What website is it?
Blue Lives Matter, top blue.
Okay. You know, Blue Lives Matter should... Remember we discussed when Apple should have the Soviet anthem as their opening theme and Samsung and Android should have U.S. anthem because of all the freedoms that it allows you and all the restrictions right. that Apple imposes?
Were we comparing it to Soviet Union?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like how Apple is Soviet Union and Androids are
United States.
Yeah, United States. And then you're so restricted with all the apps and everything. And jeez, what's hang on a sec. One second everybody, please. And we're back. Sorry about that. I had a story pulled up and then it just didn't come up for some reason, but anyway, remember TLC, the band?
Yes. Anyway, Jason Waterfalls, right?
That's Jason Waterfalls, and then
Red Light Special. Yeah, that was the first song on MTV.
Can you pull it up? Uh-huh. That was actually the first time I ever saw TLC. Ooh ah, ooh ah.
What was the name of the song? Do you know?
I don't know.
Creep.
Creep. Yeah. That was actually a good
song. But I think they had before. We just got MTV at that time.
They had a bunch of hits. And Left Eye got got She killed herself, or she? Anyway, she died. Oh, she she's OD'd. Dead.
Yeah, she OD'd.
She OD'd.
Did she? I didn't even know. I don't know. I just know she's dead.
What movie is this? Oh, here it is.
You know, oh, this is like, this takes me back to the 90s.
Nostalgia, right?
Back then when everybody was getting along. Everybody was happy.
Everybody was getting along in the
Even
90s.
When we were separated by O.J. Simpson's trial, we could come together.
Yeah, we were still
and ignore the differences during the O.J. trial.
Yeah. Anyway, here's a TLC singer T-Boz said her mentally ill cousin was shot at least 18 times by the police. And now the musician is calling for justice. If you didn't catch what I said justice. I just said it with a really angry voice. Now the headline on Daily News writes, TLC singer T-Boz's mentally ill cousin shot dead by Illinois police. Right? Outrage, right?
Being mentally ill.
Even if you're pro-police, you read that headline. You're
I'm outraged.
Wow, what a terrible thing. Outrage. It's sad, right?
Yes.
Well, of course it's sad. I'm not disagreeing with it. But let's read a little further. Because, you know, people judge by headlines these days.
Yeah, yeah,
and they will just automatically assume.
Without reading the story.
I'm on second paragraph now when I read, Eddie Russell Jr., 25, was being sought by police after they responded to a call of a bank robbery and identified him as a bank... identified him on bank surveillance video. He was shot outside his home on Wednesday after officers claimed he was advancing towards them with a handgun, according to the press release from the Peoria Police Department. Now, I will pause right there and comment on this. Now, if the police planted a gun on him already, you can keep it going. I don't care.
You said pause.
I'm just going to turn it down.
Pause.
If the police planted a gun on him, because this does say the police claimed that they're giving it the tone like, well, the police said that like there was a gun, but there probably was a gun, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise, there probably would be outrage if there wasn't a gun. Okay. So the headline reads one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you read a little further, he sounds like he robbed a bank.
Yeah.
And police came after him. When he walked, they tried to get him, and he walked out of the house with a gun in his hand.
Many people still believe Michael Brown was just walking down the street, minding and then he his was own kneeling business. With his hands up.
And he was shot in the back.
When whatever, shot in the back.
Right. Executed by Darren Wilson. Yeah. Right, yeah. Quote, my cousin was shot 18 times, including the face and back of his head. He harmed no one ever. You know what I'm picturing here with the way she's describing it? Is the closing scene in Scarface.
Uh-huh.
Of how he was shot.
Oh, yeah.
Just
standing there on the balcony.
The face and the back of his head.
Yeah. And then the guy comes up with sunglasses at nighttime with a big shotgun.
He's ambushed by the police. Yeah. He had mental health issues, and the cops knew that. T-Boz, whose real name is Tion Watkins, wrote on Instagram. Okay, listen. I understand if you lose a family member. It's devastating, and we're angry. Is this it? Oh, is there curse words here? Because
that's
what
I'm.
right. What?
Look.
14:10.
I think he's cursing. I'm gonna have
he
to. Yeah, sorry.
It's all right. I just don't feel like editing it later. 14:10. Can you remember 14:10?
14:10.
And 207.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't even gave my cousin the respect of trying to call and explain what happened in the detail to her child. He needs justice, she continued. I guess this is a rant online. According to the police, Russell had a gun, which was recovered at the scene. And authorities claim it was the same gun used in the in the robbery. Watkins disputes those reports and shares an image of the surveillance video, noting it doesn't appear that her cousin has a gun. Russell would not exit his home for nearly 2 hours and finally did after police put his mother on the megaphone to urge him to come outside. Okay, so let me get this straight. The mom even was out there pleading, begging him for him to come out?
Mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know.
Come on, guys. Okay. The police then shot Russell when he came outside. This was a mentally ill young man who needed help and should have received just that. Please help his mother and spread her story so she can get the help she needs and justice for her son, she wrote. His mother has tried for many years to get her some mental health counseling he needed. The system failed him and her. Now, here, let me ask you this. The system is designed to help out people with mental illness. But also, at the same time, some of the individuals that come across the system, mm-hmm. some of them are mentally ill. Some of them are not mentally ill. Some of them are very mentally ill. Some of them are mildly mentally ill.
Where did he get a gun?
Some of them do have the ability to say no to the system. Say, you know what? I am crazy. I don't want your help. I'm perfectly fine. The system does not fail in that instance. The system fails if they were really trying to help him, and then they're like, just let him out, whatever. Yeah. You know, we don't care. Let him out. Not because we think he's fine now, but let him out because we just don't feel like helping him anymore. I don't know. You're going to have a hard time proving that.
Is he documented? Was it documented that he's mentally ill?
Russell had reportedly just been released from a mental health facility before he was killed. His father had tried to ask the police to let him inside to talk to his son, and they told him, trust us, quote, unquote. So mm-hmm. I'm sure the police showed up to take him into custody mm-hmm. and talk to him about the bank robberies because they developed him as a suspect. I doubt they were there to shoot him. But if he comes out with a gun, it's silly that I even have to explain it.
Yeah, if there's a man inside with a gun, you can't.
And he
really,
comes
it's
out.
It's not a movie. It's not an X-File when Mulder right. goes in there and
shoot him in the leg.
Know? Yeah.
Monday night, about 150 people attended a Stand Up for Peace event honoring of Russell. A young man is dead because of a gun, regardless of how it happened, who shot. And the motive, organizer said at the event. Oh, that's actually a lot less angering than I thought it would be. The stand-up is a safe place for a community to unite and say violence has no place in our community. I don't disagree with that quote. I don't know if it, you know, it sounds like they're blaming it on a gun here. Although, mm-hmm. meanwhile, T-Boz is blaming the police. But when I read it, I'm like, all right, well, let's see if he literally was just being, you know, having some sort of mental episode and they shot him. Then let's read a little more about it, see what happened. But no, he was an armed robbery suspect from a bank robbery. And then he walked out of the house with a gun. Unless you have a little more for me, T-Boz, I don't know what else to tell you.
I mean,
perhaps T-Boz mm-hmm. Should have given him some money. That he wouldn't have to go rob banks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
maybe,
what's
yeah.
the relationship between her and T-Boz before he got shot?
Yeah, maybe
is my question.
Didn't exist.
Yeah, maybe it didn't
maybe
exist.
Maybe they were very close.
Maybe
she was giving him money and he just was mentally ill and he decided to rob a gun. We don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is the prime example of a headline reading it one way. You read the story, it is read. It's written the other way.
But it happens all the time.
I know.
On any side, like both sides.
You know what I want to do on the next episode, since we're coming to our conclusion here? I really just want to find some funny stories and talk and have some a little more humor on this podcast. Lately, last few episodes, we've been getting a little too political for my liking.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about politics. I hate politics. Look where we are as a country now because of politics and because of different opposing views of news sources and Facebooks and Twitter muscles. Maybe we'll call this episode Twitter Muscles. What I would like to conclude it with is the national anthem. Can you pull that up for me, please? This is back Super Bowl 39. I think the Patriots and the Eagles were facing off. And you see Clinton and Bush standing next to each other. All sorts of branches.
Cristiano Ronaldo right here in uniform.
Of course. Yeah, just hit play. Take care, everybody. Thank you.
United States Air Force
Academy. Michael Douglas announcing it.
United States Military Academy at West Point, the United States Coast Guard Academy, and accompanied by the United States Army Herald Trumpets.
Oh, I thought it said Herald Trumps. Enjoy, everybody. Take care, and thank you for listening.